Storm Publishing presents The Camborne Killings, written by Sally Rigby and read by Claire Corbett. Prologue.
Blast, the woman muttered as she sat in her worn, comfy chair with a mug of hot chocolate, ready to watch her favourite TV programme. She glanced across at Maud, her old tabby cat curled up next to her, and who'd opened a single eye at the sound of her voice.
Who on earth can be at the door? It's gone 9.
Her heart pounded slightly. It was unusual to have visitors this late. She placed her mug on the coffee table and headed out of the small lounge. She opened the front door, and standing before her was a man, fear and desperation etched across his face. He was tall, about 6'2". With close-cut grey hair.
Yes, she said,
an uneasy chill creeping up her spine.
I'm so sorry to bother you,
he said, his voice wavering slightly.
I've had an accident down the road.
He turned to point in the direction from where he came.
Are you okay?
She looked him up and down. There didn't appear to be any blood.
Yeah, but I hit a dog. I jumped out of my car to see if it was injured, but it ran off. I think it went into your barn.
What sort of dog is it?
She asked, her mind racing. Was it Jack, her neighbour's Labrador, which was often out roaming the streets?
A small terrier, I think. It was hard to see. It happened so quickly. I can't believe it. I need to make sure it's okay, or take it to the vet, or back to its owner.
Try not to worry,
the woman said, interrupting him, before he went into full panic mode.
And you think it went into my barn?
Well, yes, over there,
he said, pointing at the outbuilding. The door should have been shut, but glancing across the drive, she could see it was open. Perhaps the latch hadn't caught when she put the chickens to bed earlier.
Let's go and see.
She slipped on her shoes, which were by the front door, and together they headed towards the barn.
Should I call the police?
The man asked.
I know you have to report accidents.
We'll wait until we've checked. You might have only startled the dog, and it went into the barn to recover.
The roads are so winding round here. That's why I didn't see it,
the man said, his voice echoing in the quiet night.
You're not local, then?
No, I'm visiting friends for the weekend. It's so beautiful here.
Yes, you're right about that, and quiet. Whereabouts do your friends live? I might know them.
They're in Penzance. I was out for a drive admiring the scene.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?